USA Radio News.
Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin has sent letters to seven governors reaffirming the need for members of their state's Army and Air National Guards to get the mandatory COVID-19 vaccine or lose their guard status. The Associated Press reports Austin tells the governors the virus, quote, takes our service members out of the fight and jeopardizes our ability to meet mission requirements, unquote. The letters have not been publicly released and come as the military services begin to ramp up the number of active duty troops being discharged for refusing the vaccine. Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer is applying pressure to lawmakers to make headway on annual government spending legislation with just weeks to go before current funding is set to lapse. Schumer said in floor remarks on Monday he plans to sit down with Democratic lawmakers later this week. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Awesome and amazing day. Hey, friends, it's John and Chelsea Jubilee, Energized Health, and we got some good news. The good news is you still can succeed, even though you already failed. I know you did. You made a New Year's resolution this year, like millions of other Americans, and guess what? You already jumped off that wagon. Hey, don't feel bad, but make a change. Make a change. Let's change that resolution to a revolution, and let's get on it with Energized Health. You could still lose that fat, reverse that high blood pressure, high cholesterol, medical conditions that you have. You just have to take a simple action step. Hey, we're going to be your master coaches. Log on today to EnergizedHealth.com, EnergizedHealth.com, John and Chelsea Jubilee. That's right. Right, we're going to be your personal coach. Log on today, energizehealth.com.
Black Lives Matter classes are being taught this week in elementary schools throughout the country.
A Denver, Colorado elementary school will be holding a Black Lives Matter event for kindergartners and first graders this week. Topics of discussion will include restorative justice, transgender affirming, queer affirming, and black villages. Nicole Neely, president of Parents Defending Education, speaks out on Fox News.
This is Black Lives Week of Action in schools. This is one of dozens of schools across the country that will be doing this instead of the thing that we expect our children to be learning. Centennial Elementary, where this is taking place, only 31% of students score at or above proficiency in math and reading.
From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pryde.
A New Mexico lawmaker wants movie actors and film set professionals to undergo state-sponsored gun safety training after the death last year of a cinematographer from a gun fired by actor Alec Baldwin. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Since 2004, men choose Andro 400 for one reason. Results.
This has really worked. I've lost 35 pounds. It's just unbelievable. I never lost weight like that easily in my life.
Congratulations, Stephen, on losing 35 pounds. Andro 400. We guarantee the results. Start today and get free shipping. Go to Andro400.com. Andro400.com. Andro400.com.
The government's approval rating is continuing to fall.
Approval ratings of the government are falling as personal satisfaction approaches a record high. According to a new Gallup survey, American satisfaction with the direction of the country has fallen to 17%. Meantime, amid the ongoing COVID pandemic and record high inflation, Americans seem much happy with their personal lives. 85% of those surveyed say they're satisfied personally, just 5% shy of the 2020 record high of 90%. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
The Pentagon said on Monday it's in active discussions with Eastern European allies about possible U.S. troop deployments to NATO's eastern flank. Washington has tried to reassure NATO allies in the face of a Russian military buildup near Ukraine. Any decisions on new troop movements would be separate from the some 8,500 forces in the U.S. who were put on alert last week to potentially bolster a NATO rapid response force. And Tom Brady may be retiring, or he may stay in the game. Brady made it clear on the Let's Go podcast he's still weighing whether he's going to walk away from the NFL, despite ESPN and the NFL Network reporting he is retiring after 22 seasons and 7 Super Bowl titles. For USA Radio News, I'm Katie Lewis.